a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider here on a Tuesday night. It's the 19th of February, 2008. Glad you're with us for the broadcast tonight. Going to be open lines again tonight, so feel more than free to smile as you dial. 800-313-9443 is the number to get you on the program tonight for something is... That's the strangest thing. I hear like something tapping. That's weird. Oh, you got your mic on again. It's like I'm hearing this tapping in my ear. Like, and I'm going, where in the world is this coming from? And I'm actually looking around the room. Oh my gosh! What a way to start tonight. But it's open lines. The number is 800-313-9443. Friday night we'll do the Young Guns Roundtable. I still haven't decided what to do the rest of the week. We may just run open lines all week long and just sit and chill out and talk. So I think there's a lot that we need to talk about. I mean, you know, we've a lot of, you know, I'm sensing from a lot of people still, you know, just being down and feeling like this is the end. There's nowhere further to go. And the thing is, you know, with Ron Paul, we're no worse off than we were 6 months ago. In fact, we're a lot better. There's a number of new people that are coming into this and becoming aware and awake. And I think if nothing else, he did his job there. Woke a lot of people up because it wasn't about Ron Paul winning the election. It was about Ron Paul getting the message out, and I think he did that, and I think he did a darn good job of it, of getting that message out to a lot of people, and I hope he continues to get the message out, because I think that's the key thing, is we got to wake more people up, because in the end, freedom begins and ends with us, and we need more numbers, we need more people, we need to get active, we need to get busy. A lot of stuff we got to do in a short period of time, and it's important that we do that. What we do or don't do, I think in the next 2 to 5 years, in the next 5 years at the most, I think is really going to determine what takes place around the world and where this world heads. Do we remain a country that is sovereign? Do we put our sovereignty back into place? Or do we end up in this world, one world government? That if this country falls, and they're working just as hard as they possibly can to make that happen, the rest of the world goes down like a string of dominoes. But we'll talk about that. Anything else you want to talk about is fair game tonight, so pick up the phone and join us. Chat rooms are open. We'll do Mouseketeer Roll Call around the corner. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded and plugged into the Midnight Rider.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Here on the Midnight Rider, and Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. Glad you're with us on the program tonight. It is Mouseketeer roll call time. The chat rooms are open here at both republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. And let's find out who's where and what is happening in the RBN chat room. We have Airboss, Annie, Kennard Baruch, K-Pax Day, CPR Radio, Fresh, Jethro Tull, Mixel, Mona Montgomery, Rerum Novarum, Rogue Dolphin, Slad, Shnicky Weasel, Sour Hoot, and Whippet. Whippet Good. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Aberry Jane, Amoral, Break the Box, Doug, Dr. Big Dog. Wonder if he's any relationship to Mr. Big Stuff. Freeze-Dried Jesus, Josh, Chris, Maggie P.I. She's doing something. Maggie's off. Be right back, she says. Michael and Mike Hunt, Slacker, and wearechangedetroit.org. And by the way, they've got a big concert and some stuff coming up. Go check their website out. It's going to benefit the Feel Good Foundation. Wearechangedetroit.org. Go check them out. And the Feel Good Foundation, we talked about this last night, doing a lot of great work to help first responders from 9/11. And very, very important work. A lot of these guys are sick. They're seeing 70% of the first responders are sick. Well, that's a, I mean, that's a terrible number. And just the mere fact that these guys are being abandoned by the state of New York. Federal government has abandoned them. They went in and they did a hero's job of trying to find people alive in there and basically, you know, it was a bucket brigade because that's all that was left. There was nothing big left other than some steel beams. The rest, it was all powder. And the work that they did and what they ingested, well, Rudy Giuliani's walking around with gas masks and the whole nine yards. These guys are there working. No masks, no nothing. Not even told that they needed one. Just say, oh, go on out there. It's all right. And nobody's being held responsible, nothing. These guys are just left holding the bag. And their health is deteriorating. I know people needing lung transplants, all of this. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs in this country. And by and large, it's part of a larger problem. And that was one of the things that I want to get into tonight. Is this lack of morality. Now, I didn't say lack of religion, because I think you can be an atheist and be a moral person. But I think it's a lack of morality, a lack of principle, that we have in this country, regarding things today. And I think that's just it's been ran out of us. It's been propagandized right out of us. I mean, it's pathetic to sit and see. You know, you get cops tasering people, beating them and beating to their, you know, pulp. These guys are all roided up thinking they're, you know, God's gift to law enforcement. Just running around. It's insane. It is insane what is happening. And to watch this and to see people just, you know, foaming at the mouth to watch shows like 24. You know, where the torturing people's okay. And they think, ooh, that's a dandy thing. I like it. And the fact that they allow our government to knowingly go and torture people, it says something about us as a society. And, you know, when in one breath, you know, you sit and think, hey, I still want to take this country back. I want to do it. And the other breath, you're thinking, you know, we get what we deserve. And, that's usually the case. If people get the government they deserve. And in our case, I think that's right to a large degree is the fact that we didn't pay attention. We let ourselves, as a people just kind of deteriorate, stop learning, stop reading, stop doing anything important. Just sitting there in front of that boob tube every night, soaking it all in. It's an amazing thing. And we can talk about that if you'd like. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Connecticut and talk to John. John, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
I just wanted to quick plug some website. Well, it's actually We Are Change Ireland. I was at their website tonight just checking it out. And I found a very interesting YouTube video on there. And it's called What If? And what you just talked about, it basically talks about how we let our guard down, and that's why we've become to the state where we are today in this total mess. I don't know if you have a computer in front of you and you could play it, but you might want to give a few warning signs if there's any young kids around. There's a couple of, let's just say the F word might be used a few times.
Yeah,
it's a really nice piece.
I can't run it because we're on radio stations. That'll get those stations in trouble.
Right. But, I mean, listeners, I'm going to run it on XS TV when I get my channel back up. I've been shut down at the moment here in Litchfield. They're playing games with me. They haven't given me any reason. I've gone and contacted the DPUC. They haven't got back to me either. So, you know, if I have to, I'll sue the you-know-what out of them.
Right.
Another quick thing, I won't hold the line up here. I found a picture of the Amero coin. Now, I don't know if it's, you know, I know there's all these rumors that this false coin's been made, but the, it's on YouTube, and that what you're printing is Amero coin, Goodbye America. And you'll see what comes up there. It's a pretty interesting piece. I think there's no audio. It's all just a written piece. And that's really all I have to say for tonight. I'm enjoying your show.
Well, thank you.
Okay, and I'll keep listening.
Thanks, John. Thanks for calling in
okay.
and being a part of the
good
program.
Night,
so We Are Change Ireland. Anyway, I tell you what, this We Are Change stuff, this organization is spreading out all over the world. Just imagine Luke Radowski and Tom Foti and Matt LaPace start this little organization, and it is really blossoming all over the place. And they do more than just, you know, a lot of people, you know, see them in the videos where they're just out yelling and confronting people. They really do a ton of work. I know that We Are Change chapter there in New York has been working closely with the John Feel Foundation, the Feel Good Foundation, and they're out there and they'll hand out DVDs to people and they will actually sit and talk to them and explain things. And it's not just about 9/11. They go in depth into a number of things, and they're good. They're good folks. I mean, and they're not doing it for fame. They're not doing it for glory, and they're certainly not doing it for money, because I mean these kids are dirt poor. They don't have any money. They're running around with holes in their shoes and holes in their pants and just doing whatever they can do to try to take to make people aware of what's going on and help take this country back. And that's the cool thing, you know, is watching these young kids that are out there and busy. That they're taking up this mantle and they're running with it and just going forward. I'm impressed with what a lot of these young guys are doing. These young guys and gals that are just stepping forward and saying, hey, you know, we got to take it back. And they understand it's their future that's at stake if they don't do something. And just like I understand it's my my children's future, my grandkids' future. And that was even underscored more today. I was talking to my daughter today, and lo and behold, my grandsons, both of them get on the phone. And my oldest grandson, he is about 2.5 years old. He'll be 3 in May. And the other one is about 1.5 years old. Almost three. He's, Mr. Bennett was just talking up a storm to me on the phone today. And it was just a great thing. And then his brother Eli gets on. And Eli, like I said, is about 1.5 years, and he's talking too. And just talking and just listening to him, because they hadn't talked to me on the phone. And, since the last time I saw them, a few weeks ago, they'd come so far, and it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, it's more and more important that we ensure that they have a real future, and that's what I'm trying to do, and that's why I'm here, because I'm doing it out of love, and folks, that is our major weapon in this is love, and we cannot forget that, and it's the love for our families and love for our fellow man that will push this and make this happen and get our country back. The love that we have for freedom and the love we have for liberty will push us forward and move us on. Because there's no quitting, folks. Failure's not an option in this. If we give up, we're done. We're toast. And I, for one, am not going to give up. I'm doing everything I possibly can do to try to get information out to people to change this and to make it just like you are. I mean, we're no different. I just have the luxury of doing a radio program. I know we're all fighting. We're all trying to make this happen. We're all trying to move this forward. And we all have the same goal in mind, and that's getting the country back. And that's because the stakes are high. It's life and death, folks. We lose this, and in the end, we end up dead. Our kids and our grandkids end up dead. No future at all, other than be total slaves. Right now, we're sharecropper status. I don't want that. I want more than that. Not only for me, but for them, too. All right, if you want to join us, 800-313-9443 is our number. That'll put you in direct contact with the program tonight. Don't go anywhere. More to come around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you want to be a part of the show tonight here on the Midnight Rider. No, love. That's it. Love for your family, a love for your neighbor, a love for your friend, a love for your fellow man. That's it. That's the one thing they cannot do, the one thing they cannot compete with is love, because they don't know how. They're a bunch of freaking psychopaths and nutcases. Now, that doesn't mean they're insane, folks. It means they're psychopaths. They're smart folks. And they've done one heck of a job of putting this little puppet show they've got running together. And they've executed it masterfully. We've fallen right into it because the vast majority of people like being sheep. They like being led around. I'm sorry. I wish it was different, but they do. I mean, they'll just go with the flow. They will go with the flow. If they think there's something going on, then it's just like, whoa, let's roll on with the flow. There's a guy who looks like he knows what's going on. Let's follow him. And they will. I mean, I've seen little experiments with this done. I remember back in junior high school, oddly enough, we did an experiment in a class of mine where we all went to the door, or to the window rather, and started pointing the outside. I said, oh wow, check that out, check that out. As classes were letting out, and other people were coming in into the room and in the hallway, everybody was trying to come in and find out what was going on. And there were literally hundreds of people in the room in the space of about 3 minutes trying to find out what was going on, all because we were sitting there pointing our fingers and saying, man, that's pretty cool. And people like to be led. They want to be they want to follow. They don't want to lead. They don't want to step in front. They don't want to take the responsibility. They don't want to put the load on their shoulders. They just want to follow. And we are not going to reach a vast majority of the people in this country. I hate to tell you that, but we don't have to. That's the key thing. We don't have to reach everybody. Because a lot of people, quite honestly, just aren't going to get it. Their little paradigms just won't be able to stand being busted. They just will not. And so our job is to get out and find as many people as we possibly can, wake up as many people as we possibly can, and go forward. Start with our meetup groups and get that stuff going, taking our counties and our cities and our towns back. One step at a time, one step at a time. Just start marching. And we have to think of this, folks, as war, and we have to participate in it like it's war. Because it is a war. It's a war for the minds, the hearts of people all over this country and all over the world for that matter. Because the world is watching us. The world is watching what we do or what we don't do because they've already rolled over and they know what they've done. And they know what they've screwed up. I mean, that's it. They understand that, hey, they're living in a freaking police state. And that we are the last bastion of hope for freedom, not only in the United States, but in the world. Right here. This is it. This is where the final line in the sand. It's our job to take it back. It's our job to push that line farther and farther and farther the other way. We played by their rules long enough. I'm tired of playing by their rules. I'm tired of reacting. I want to act. And I love it. I mean, just the mere fact that we're on here at night and more stations and more people are listening, more and more people are getting this information just excites the daylights out of me. I mean, it's incredible. And as this economy continues to get worse, more people are going to come hunting this information. I mean, they're going to start dropping in our laps because they're going to realize something's up, that they're going to start seeing that the whole thing's a scam and a scheme. And it's our job to show them. It's our job to lead them, folks, basically into the light and say, look, I know you've been living in darkness and you're not understanding what's going on. Here, let me adjust the channel for you just a little bit and let you see what you've been missing. That's how it was for me. I thought I was pretty up on things and I realized that was just, the channel was just a tick off. Needed adjusting just a touch, and once I dialed it right in, the frequency came in. Wow. All right, back in a minute with more. We'll talk to Dylan in Texas on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider on RPN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Come on now, sweet home Alabama, yeah. 800-313-9443. I'm in a good mood tonight. I just am. I feel good. I feel great. I've had my hemp seeds tonight from hempusa.org. And I mean, yeah, man, can't beat it with a stick. I mean, I filled the bowl up. Not a whole lot left in this one. I literally filled this thing up at about 8:30. And the kids came through and took large amounts. I mean, my kids eat these hemp seeds up, just constantly coming by and grabbing them. Every time they come into the studio here, boom, they're grabbing one. Just grabbing a pinch or a little handful or something, and just off they go, happy as larks. Good nutrition. Hey, they need them all day long, as far as I'm concerned. Good stuff. And it made me feel so good. Yes, indeed. Dylan in Texas, you're next on the program. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Midnight Rider. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight, Dylan?
I'm doing real good. I sure am glad you're out riding.
Me too. I like riding.
And, you know, I know you're doing that for those of us who can't ride quite as far as you do. And we appreciate you. And I'm listening as usual on the FM micro broadcast here in Central Texas, Texas Resistance Radio, and they put out Republic Broadcasting Network. And I just appreciate the job that the whole chain of people who bring this signal to me here on the FM micro broadcast here. And the other morning, I don't know if someone pirated the signal of the 96.3 here in Central Austin for the FM micro broadcast, or if it was just some alternate temporary thing they're playing, but it seemed like it was hijacked. First for a couple hours it was it seemed like East Indian music, and then for an hour or two it was just lame sort of mainstream quote-unquote new age talk radio morning show stuff. And and for a while they're talking about Delilah. Do you know who Delilah is? Anyway,
I think she's got a talk show slash music show where she tries to hook everybody up together.
Yeah, she's big about celebrating Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. She's also lovey dovey. She's really a great New World Order shill, because she keeps a lot of people pacified with her type of programming.
Dr. Phil in high heels.
How are you doing?
I'm dandy as candy, fine as wine in the summertime. I feel great. I feel awesome. There's a new vigor to me that I haven't felt this in a long, long time. And I mean, it's like we've got a purpose, and I understand more about what our job is and what we need to do, and just to go forward. And I mean, I'm in here every day just doing this, and even the days I don't want to, man, I just get in here and do it. And by the time I'm done, I'm glad I did it. You know, that's the thing. This thing's rewarding, and I need to know that we're sitting here, we're fighting for something that's worthwhile. We're not out spinning our wheels, you know, for some stupid little organization. We're fighting for our freedom and our liberty, and we're fighting for, quite honestly, the future of our kids, our grandkids, and everybody on this planet.
Yeah, you're certainly not fighting for anyone's authority over me. I know that, you know, and I just had my first child recently. She's 9 months old now, and I'm just really aware, you know, that the government claims authority and exercises its ability to assert might to kick down people's doors without knocking and take people's children, you know. And yeah, I'm a man of faith, and I really can't just worry about that, you know. But, you know, I know it happens to people, and meanwhile, you know, most of the time things look pretty calm out on the streets. But really, it's a war of information and psychology going on.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is, and it's a war for the hearts and minds of Americans, and it's our job just to go out and win as many of those as we possibly can. We're not going to get them all, and we don't need them all. We need about 5 to 10% people that are going to be willing to stand up and say something, and when that occurs, we're going to be ready to go.
Oh, amen, brother. And I'll say, you know, as far as 5% goes, I believe the so-called United States, there's definitely, I think, that critical mass of people who are awake, and a large percentage of those who would rather die than go to a FEMA camp or something like that.
Right.
And so I think that, and amen on that, you know, no way. Things like the critical changes don't need to be that's just a brainwashing thing to make us think that the major changes happen once you get 51%. That's right. One thing about this thing about democracy. A lot of people say, "Oh, democracy is when 51% of the people can tell 49% what to do. Well, no, democracy isn't even that. Democracy is, what do they call it, oligarchy or something?
It's mob rule.
Well, no, what I'm saying is what happens is a group of people assume control and they put out the propaganda that they represent the majority.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and hey, you know, if you've got the microphone and you've got the ability to do that, people will buy it if you tell the lie enough. And that's one of the reasons we're in the situation we're in now, because you had the mainstream media that we had looked at as the watchdog for liberty and freedom. We usurped our responsibility of maintaining our own liberty and freedom and put that in the lap of the mainstream media. Well, the mainstream media has been bought off for over 100 years. And they've been going along playing the little game, making us think that they're the watchdogs, when in fact they've been part of the system all along.
Yeah, I don't even watch TV myself.
Not much. I don't much anymore. I'll turn around and watch. I might watch a car race or a movie every now and then, and that's about it. And most of the time, if I'm looking for a movie, I'll actually watch a documentary online, as opposed to watching a movie.
Well, I sure do appreciate you for your service.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I mean, I mean that honestly, Dylan. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you being there.
Have a good night.
And being part of the broadcast. You too. I mean, yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. I hate talking about some of the stuff that we talk about. I mean, I really do. But I feel a duty and a responsibility to be here and to be fighting. And look, I mean, this isn't easy to talk about some of the stuff day after day. It will blow your mind. It will make you turn inside out, go eight, you know, just bonkers, 8 ways to Sunday. And but you come back and you just keep going and you keep going and you keep going. Sometimes you got to take a break, walk away for a couple days, and then come back, get back in the fight, keep going and keep going. Because they want us to be discouraged. They want us to think we're defeated. Because the more we think that we're down. Hey, the more we are going to be. And look, I know that failure is not an option. And so there's no quitting. There's no holding back. It's go forward, go forward, go forward, go forward. I don't care who you are, whether you're Alex Jones, you're Jack Blood, you're John Stadmiller. It doesn't matter. It's about going forward and going forward and going forward, because there ain't no going back. Because, see, our backs are up against the wall. So there's no backwards. It's only the only way through is out. It's the only way. That's the only way out of this, is going straight through it. And when your back's against the wall, like they've got our back against the wall, hey, amazing things are going to happen. Because they have cornered literally a sleeping giant of people, and when this giant wakes up, the Lilliputians are going to be mighty upset, because the strings and the chains and everything are going to come off. And people are going to get crazy, and it's going to get funky. And we're going to take this country back. And when it finally, there's going to be small steps. We're going to start taking places back here and here, here and there. But boy, when it finally hits that critical mass, you watch, this baby's going to roll, and it is going to roll fast. And that's the one thing they're afraid of. We hit that critical mass, and that we're out there, and we're doing this out of love for people, for our fellow man, for our communities, for our towns, for our neighbors, and for our families. That's the one thing they can't combat. They can try to beat us down. They can take away everything they want from us, but they can't take love away from us. They can't take the spirit away from us. That's what keeps people fighting for their homes, keeps people fighting against injustice and against tyranny. I got to tell you, I mean, I've been looking at more and more at the Revolutionary War here over the last few days, and the last week and a half. And I'd read a book, 1776, by David McCullough back earlier, late last year. And I have been buoyed more by what they did 230 years ago. And it shows me what they did. If they did it, they stood up against the world's greatest army. And in the end, they defeated it. If they did it, we can do it. I mean, we can do it. And we will do it. just a matter of us coming together and working together and saying, hey, I know we've got differences, and since and we may not agree on everything, we may not agree on who's responsible, whatever, but the ultimate goal here is to get the country back. We can argue about all the other stuff later on. It doesn't matter. It's taking this back because we know what these people are going to do. We know what they're going to try because of the work of so many people who've come before us. The Anthony Hilders, the Jim Mars, the Jordan Maxwells, the Eustace Mullins, those people that have come before us. The guy, Alex Jones, has done a ton of research and have put movie after movie after movie out. Hilder and Maxwell putting records out, vinyl, back in the 60s. Mullins thinking he's going to get killed after he comes out with his book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Actually went into hiding. I mean, these are the people, these are the pioneers, these are the people that stepped forward, that have paved this road. Bill Cooper, a number of people that paved this road for us so that we can go forward and we can make something happen, we can take the country back. Jack McLam, standing there, standing in the gap, trying to convince military and police officers of what's going on so they're not going to run around in this little steroid thug-induced mind trip that they're running around in. He's showing them what's going on. It's people here and people there, everybody doing a little bit here and there that makes the difference. That's the key. That's the key. I mean, I can sit here, we can rail article after article. I mean, I can do that all night long. I mean, it's just, we can sit here. I've got a dozen articles here I can go through right now. But there's no reason to. We can sit and talk about winning this thing, pushing this thing forward and making something truly happen for America, for your kids and my kids. Let me tell you, I've always loved all of my kids. But the importance of family and things, when my first grandson was born, oh, Nellie, that changed it. That made me even more keenly aware of what was going on and my role and what I'm supposed to do. I mean, seeing them and holding them for the first time and just knowing that, you know, that's a product of you through your daughter. And that it's just another generation to stand there with two or three generations together. Four generations, my mom, me, my daughter, and my grandbaby. I mean, wow, that was powerful. That was some powerful stuff. You're sitting there going, whoa, this is huge. And just to see their little faces and the trust that they put in us. There's no way that I can turn my back and say, no, I'm not going to do anything. There's no way that I can step back and say, I'm sorry. I don't want them coming to me years down the road and say, Grandpa, why didn't you guys do something? I don't want them saying that to me. Why didn't you stand up and make it, make something different? I don't want that. I want them to know their grandpa tried. Their grandpa did everything he possibly could do. Everything. That's why I'm here in a nutshell. Because I'm not going to give up. I told you the other night I derived more satisfaction out of doing this. I do. I mean, I love doing this. I love talking about freedom and liberty. I'm no prize. I'm not the pick of the litter. As a matter of fact, I'm more towards the run of the litter. I've got my faux pas, my weaknesses. And a ration of mistakes that I've made in my life. but I will not sit back. And not do anything. It's that important. It's that important. We will not lose, folks. Just because Ron Paul wasn't successful with his campaign doesn't mean we're done. Folks, we're just getting started. Groundwork's been laid, and it's time for us to continue on. Foundation's been laid. It's time to start framing the house. Start building it up. Time for a break. We're going to come back on the other side. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just
easy come, easy go,
right, right here on RBN. Let's go straight to the telephone and talk to Bill in Arkansas. Bill, thanks for waiting. You're on the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Okay. You probably remember me. I'm Bill from Arkansas.
I do.
The Battle of Athens, Tennessee. I put you on that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, I think you're exactly right. People have to be woken up out there. And I think there's a lot of people that want to wake up. They just don't know where to go, you know, to get the truth, the real information. And, you know, I've thought about it, and, you know, since we can't talk to all of them, what would be a good way to reach all these people, you know, would be billboards.
That's one way. Yeah, sure.
Because people ride around and they'll look at a sign on the side of the road. Well, billboards are expensive, but poster boards aren't. You know, if a politician has the freedom to put his campaign sign on the side of the road, why doesn't the citizen have the freedom to put a sign on the side of the road, for instance, saying republicbroadcasting.org? Just simply, republicbroadcasting.org, you know, and because a lot of people have never heard of you. You know, they're getting their so-called quote-unquote news from the propaganda tube, you see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
the news, Fox News, is afraid to tell you. Republicbroadcasting.org. Boom, you're done.
You know, but I bet you they would. I bet you the establishment would hunt a guy down for doing that.
They very well may. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, they don't want this message to go out. They're going to make it more and more tough for us to get a message out. But our job is to keep going. I mean, if we've got to, you know, make crop circles with the truth, I'm prepared to do that. Anything to get the message out at this point and get information to people, I think, is key, and we've got to do it. We've got to stop. You know, we've tried playing by their rules, and it's time we play by our rules now.
That's it, you know. And I mean, if these little poster boards went up on the side of the roads, just all across, everywhere, all across this country, you know, it would be amazing how many people, how many drivers those could reach with all different kinds of messages.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons too, Bill. I'm so hot to trot about these micros, is because of the fact, you know, you've got these people driving around, you got a captive audience in the car, and man, they're hitting the seek on the stereo there to find something to listen to and to come across the truth blasting in their woofer and tweeter. Man, there's just nothing more powerful than that.
Sure.
And it's a matter of scale, just like a billboard is a matter of scale. Boy, that's another thing, man. You can take that and use that as a tool to really get out and reach people. Yeah, I agree.
Sure. You know, some people are gonna run across micro broadcasters on the radio dial, but all of them are gonna see the sign on the side of the road.
Yeah, many of them will. Bill, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Gonna take a break. We'll come back on the other side with more hour number two, around in 70 seconds. You want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443.